Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Empowerment Effect podcast. My name is Eileen Bennett, and I am your host. This podcast is step 9 of the Empowerment Effect, share the love. The mantra for this step is, nothing is supposed to be perfect. And step 9, like step 7 and 8, aligns with phase 3 of the AAA of absolutely everything, which is action. So step 9 is the final of the 9 steps of the Empowerment Effect. And you made it. You crossed the river, you climbed the ladder, you completed the tasks and the odyssey, or reached the first step in your own metaphor. You've learned about transforming yourself from the inside out. And to get this far, you've had to undertake some pretty deep personal development work. At times you may have felt discouraged. You may even have felt almost defeated by the scale of what you had to face. But nothing defeated you. Nothing. Remember that personal inventory from step 1? We're going to take another look at it. The first part of our personal inventory was, where are you? We looked at your place in very broad terms. Was your place a true reflection of you and all you yearn to be, do and have? And if not, what needed to change? What steps have you taken to create that change? And how have those changes affected your perspective on your place? And then we looked a little more closely at your space, your immediate surroundings. Was your space a true reflection of you and all you yearn to be, do and have? And if not, what needed to change? What steps have you taken to create that change? How have those changes affected your level of comfort in your personal space? And then you thought about the significant people in your life, your people. Were your people a true reflection of you and all you yearn to be, do and have? If not, what needed to change? What steps have you taken to create that change? How have those changes affected your relationship with your people? And then you explored yourself, your own health, wealth and happiness levels. Was yourself a true reflection of you and all you yearn to be, do and have? If not, what needed to change? What steps have you taken to create that change? How have those changes affected your feelings about yourself? Now, this is important. It doesn't matter one tiny bit if you haven't reached all your goals or created the wonderful things you envisaged in step 2 when you created your vision yet. And it's irrelevant if you haven't made as much progress as you hoped yet. Cut yourself some slack if you're still struggling with this. As long as you're trying, you are winning, and you can only fail when you stop trying. Nothing is supposed to be perfect. And before you go, I'm going to let you into a little secret. Just between you and me. Life will never be perfect. Relationships will never be perfect. Your job will never be perfect. Your home will never be perfect. Your health will never be perfect. You will never be perfect. But here's the good news. Nothing is supposed to be perfect. Embrace the perfect imperfection of the human condition and simply connect step 1 to step 9. Start where you are and share the love. You don't need to follow anyone else's map. Do it your own way and you simply can't go wrong. And here's some more good news. As you begin to embody the Empowerment Effect into your own life, people are going to notice. You will never have to try to evangelize or recruit others in order to share the love. You only have to live your own empowered life. You'll become a beacon for anyone ready and willing to experience the empowerment effect in their own lives. Almost like magic, the right people will be drawn to you at the right time. You will be the pebble thrown into the pond, creating ripples that spread further and further. You will be the rising tide, helping to lift all the boats with the potential to be lifted. And together, we will be an integral element of a global movement that is quietly and gently transforming the world from the inside out, one beautiful soul at a time. Always remembering, the empowerment effect starts with me. If you'd like to know more, go to eileenbennett.com, and there's loads of free resources there. Or you can find my Facebook page is The Empowerment Effect, and there's a private Facebook group also called The Empowerment Effect. Lots of free resources for you, so you have no excuses not to get up and get going.